Okay, so this is a very interesting story, and the reason it's interesting is not because Papa is telling it. Well, that should be a good reason for it to be interesting, but another massive reason is this was told to me by my grandfather. Okay? All right, my grandfather. When I was probably in my third or fourth grade. And this is my father's father, and he had this habit of telling me and my brother stories in his bed. Okay, so we would be in the bed like this, and he would throw this big blanket over all of us, right? And it's very, very cozy, especially if it's raining outside. Okay, and then in that coziness, he'll just tell us stories. My only regret is it didn't happen too many times. And I just remember like maybe 8 or 9 times he's told the stories like that. But each of the stories, I remember pretty well. So this one is a story about smartness. Right? How about smartness? So there was a king in Kerala. And he was in the process of selecting a ministers. So he wanted to select one minister. There was an opening, okay, minister. And you may be wondering what happened to the minister before that. Well, he was sent on a mission, never made it. No. So there was an opening. My grandfather says, so the king's decided to find the right way to find the minister. Like the king is a pretty smart guy himself. Right? Now, so remember that smart people generally attract smart people, other smart people, right? Right, so, this is what happened. The king said, king called one of, he just told one guy called Spons. What's his name? Spons. So he asked Spons, all right, Spons, I want you to go to the open mouth of Cochin, which means Kochi Thuramugam, the open mouth of Cochin. What do you think an open mouth of Cochin means? It's the place where the ships come in.
Oh.
Right? The open mouth of Cochin, Kochi Thuramugam. Go to Kochi Thuramugam and find out when the ship for Arabia is leaving. Okay? And this is a time when there were lots of trade going on all left and right from from Arabia to India, ports of western parts of India, the western parts of India were very busy with activity. Okay? So, Spons went. He found out. He spent about 5 minutes, found the information, and came back to the king. Now remember that distance from the palace to Kochi Thuramugam is actually a 3-day journey. Got it? This is a kingdom, and deep inside the countryside. So Spons finds out that information, and all the while Spons is thinking, wow, I'm so blessed, such an easy job, right? And I don't think I'll need even 5 minutes, because I can just ask it in a minute or even 30 seconds and be done with it. Okay, so Spons went, found out, he basically took his horse, it was not a horse, it was a palanquin. Palanquin is a special vehicle driven by a minimum of 4 people. Well, there's a problem if it's less than 4 people. You know what happens?
What?
One side will just collapse. So you do need 4 people. It's like a car what's the minimum number of cars, wheels you need?
4.
So they did. So he took the palanquin.
I think 3 is the minimum.
Yeah, if you drag the 4th side. Anyway, let's not go off track here. So he got there he jumped off the palanquin. He yelled at somebody on the ship, "Hey, boy, when are you guys leaving?" And then the guy said, "Wednesday." And then Spawn said, "All right," and jumped back in the palanquin and returned. Very proudly, he reached the palace. But in the meanwhile, he did not notice. He realized there was one other thing going on. The king had also sent Bushk to do the same job. Got it? He had also sent Bushk to do the job. So Bushk is walking towards. He's also going to the Kochi Thormugam. They briefly passed each other, in fact. So on the way to the palace, Spawns just looked out and happened to see Bushk in another palanquin heading towards the other side. And then Spawns is thinking, hey, I know, that's my rival. He wants to take my job. But he won't, because I'm already way ahead of him. I got the information. Right? And he reached the palace. The king asks, "All right, Spawns. Well, what is it? When is the what merchants were supplying the goods?" Then Spawns said, "Merchants? No, you said about when the ship is going. That is what you said. Now don't change the words on me." The king said, "So, what is the tonnage of the ship? Can it carry more things? What are the goods in the ship?" And Spawns is like, "What? You are all confusing me, this poor man, Adiyan. You will, they're leaving on Wednesday." "Leaving on Wednesday." The king said, "Who wants that information?" "That's not, okay, I got that long time ago, like the next day after you left. But let's get the details. Who was the captain? What's the size of the crew? What are they carrying, right? Are they carrying pepper? How much pepper are they carrying? Are they carrying more nutmegs this year than pepper? Okay. How about horses? Are they carrying some? Are they bringing some horses in the next trip back?" Spawns, just his jaw was found laying on the floor. Wow. He had to keep occasionally picking them up. All right. In the meanwhile, and then Spawns was carried away. Okay. Utterly dejected. Right. And then comes Bushk. And the king has given a special seat of honor to
Bushk?
No, to Spawns in the palace. That special seat of honor is the best place in that palace, where you can sit in that corner and watch everything that's happening in that assembly. Right? So the king just told Spawns, "You sit there in that special seat of honor and watch and hear this conversation." Bushk comes in and the king said, "Oh, Bushk, how's the weather on the seafront?" Bushk says, "Oh, it's perfect. There are 16 ships this year. They are about to leave, and 6 months later they'll be back. Two of them are actually going Saudi Arabia." No, there is no Saudi Arabia that time. "Two of them are not going to Arabia. Two of them are actually going to Mozambique. My cousin is in that ship, by the way. And they are carrying, to Mozambique, they're carrying nutmegs. And for the rest, this year it's all about pepper. Right? Now, I did something interesting. I actually told the captain that you are looking for horses. Arabian horses. White Arabian horses and some black and white, not striped, not zebras, but white and black separate horses." "Excellent. And oh yeah, and they're leaving on Wednesday, I think." The man in the special seat of honor was found with Mord his jaw on the floor. All right? He picked it, and the king had provided a special container to leave the jaw. Okay? The jaw was picked up, put it, and then Busk left. And as Busk was leaving, he also said, "And oh yes, oh by the way, oh king, they're a big fan of you in Arabia. So I gave them a special gift. I gave them a nice payasam."
Okay.
Right? And the king, the captain was very pleased. He said he's going to bring 3 horses for free next year just because of that. And he left. And then the king just looked at, as Busk was leaving, the king simply looked at Spawns.
And Spawns said,
"Wah. He needs the job. He is the one you should give the job to. And me, I will sweep his house." And that's the story.
What about Birbal?
Yeah.
Birbal. There's nothing about Birbal in the story.
What?
Birbal happens to be Busk's first cousin. That's all. In a different state, different emperor. That's all.